This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrne. The death toll continues to climb, and dozens are reported missing as severe flooding in Germany and Belgium turned streams and streets into raging torrents that swept away cars and caused houses to collapse. Recent storms across parts of Western Europe made rivers and reservoirs burst their banks, triggering flash floods overnight after the saturated soil could not absorb any more water.
Und mein tief empfundenes Beileid gilt allen, die in dieser Katastrophe Angehörige und Freunde.
Speaking at an afternoon news conference at the White House after meeting with President Joe Biden, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said, "My empathy and my heart goes to all of those who in this catastrophe lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing, and I include Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, who have also suffered from flooding." The death toll is expected to rise as dozens of people are reported missing. The United Nations says one-third of the population of Afghanistan is experiencing malnutrition, with at least 18 million people in need of humanitarian assistance. Ramiz Alakbarov, the UN's humanitarian coordinator for Afghanistan, says the increase comes as American forces withdraw from the country and Taliban forces continue their gradual military takeover.
Half of the children under five are experiencing acute malnutrition in the country, and we have actually 13 million people who are feeling basically are in severe hunger situation.
In recent weeks, the Taliban have gained control of key border posts with neighbors Iran, Pakistan, Uzbekistan, and Tajikistan. In many instances, Afghanistan's security forces and military have put up little to no resistance after often being left without resupplies or